This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pinsham. I will be reading a summary of an article on neurosurgical history published by JNS Spine on October 18th, 2013. Alfred W. Adson, 1887 to 1951. His contributions to surgery for tumours of the spine and spinal cord in the context of spinal tumour surgery in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. A historical vignette by Christoph Greisenauer and colleagues. Alfred W. Adson was a pioneer in the field of neurosurgery. Under his leadership, the section of neurologic surgery at the Mayo Clinic was established in 1919. He functioned as its first chair until 1946, 5 years before his death. Early on, William Mayo had envisioned Adson as a surgeon who would eventually focus entirely on neurosurgery. Initially, Adson was hesitant to fill this role, but after some convincing by Mayo, and after satisfying experiences with his first neurosurgical operations, he changed his mind about neurosurgery, and in 1921 devoted all his efforts to this new surgical specialty. Throughout his career, Adson described operations for a variety of neurosurgical diseases, and developed surgical instruments to perform these operations. Adson's contributions to the understanding of tumours of the spine and spinal cord, however, are less well known. This article focuses on the first patients with spinal tumours whom Adson treated surgically. It reviews his publications on the topic and illustrates his significant contributions to all aspects of the management of spinal tumours. This publication will help in giving Adson more recognition for his work and establish him as one of the pioneers of spinal tumour surgery. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.